Three Sanskrit words used to explain complex subjects. By Krishna's mercy. Quote, first a child is shown the branches of a tree, and then he is shown the moon through the branches. This is called Shaka Chandra Nyay. The idea is that first one must be given a simpler example. Then the more difficult background is explained. Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 21st Purport. If we are honest in the assessment, it is not a fair fight. The deck is stacked against one particular side. The side of authority has everything going for it. There are names like Achyuta, Parameshvara, and Antaryami, which can never apply to the other side. There is simply a difference in constitution, in the makeup of the individuals in question. At the same time, the subordinate side has a specific mission. The call to action particularly applies within the human birth. This implies that existence does not begin with that birth. There are many births prior, but the manushya, the human being, has the highest potential to reach perfection tied to the highest interest, purushartha. Like the furniture delivered to the home carrying an instruction manual, so the superior entity is merciful in delivering instruction above and beyond identifying the goal. For the human being, there is the opportunity for enlightenment, for understanding the true nature of identity, and then acting upon that realization. This kind of guidebook makes heavy use of comparison. Take concepts with which we are already familiar to help reach a higher understanding. Taking a basic collection of blocks to build a staircase, which will lead to a different level as compared to the starting point, which is the ground. There are three Sanskrit words in particular which help in this regard. Simply from identifying and studying the use of these words, we gain further insight into the original teacher, the Adi Guru, and how the culture he establishes for the human being is complete, purna, in every way. Ek Yatha. This can mean just as, or in the manner of. Yatha is the starting point. It is the basis. We take something that we can already understand. One of the more well-known uses of this word is in the verse from Bhagavad Gita that describes the changing of bodies. Dehino asmin yatha dehe, kaumaram yovnam jara, tatha dehantar praptir, dhiras tatrana muhyati. Quote, as the embodied soul continually passes, in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita 2:13. Yatha dehi. In the manner that the embodied soul already undergoes changes, this is attempting to demystify the concept of reincarnation. We may debate with someone as to whether there have been prior iterations of the life experience.
Have I lived before? I think I have. There is this intuition inside of me. For example, I experience flying within a dream. It feels natural to me. I can understand how the birds soar through the air. The only explanation is that I must have had the ability in a past life.
Another person argues that it is all nonsense, that reincarnation is simply an attempt to rationalize the horrible destiny which awaits us. Death. No one can escape it. No one understands it. Better to avoid speculating as to the mechanisms in the background. There are stages associated with the Yatha Dehe reference. Kaumaram, Yovanam, and Zera. Any person can understand these stages, irrespective of their current standing in life. Kaumaram is youth, playing in the fields, climbing the slide repeatedly in exuberance, being so excited to talk to relatives on the phone with no shame in any of the questions posed to them. Yovanam is the next stage. It is like young adulthood or the prime of youth. This Yuvanam description is used to describe the transcendental vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is situated in the spiritual realm of Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna appears like someone who has just entered young adulthood. He is Nava Yuvanam with the distinction of no change. Zara is old age. We understand that there is the constant of change within the human birth. No rational person would dispute the fact. We may try to extend young adulthood for as long as possible. We may try to mask the signs of old age through artificial means. But the change is occurring without any regard to our opinion on the matter. Do, tatha. Yatha sets the table. It is the starting point of information. We have a concept which is easy to understand. We have something to use for the purpose of comparison. Tatha is then transitioning, on the basis of the original concept, for explaining something which may not be as easy to understand. As the individual with a dehaya, a temporary body, undergoes changes, so the same kind of change occurs at the time of death. At the end stage, there is simply another transfer. More importantly, the understanding of this change should not be difficult. The person who is Dira has no bewilderment upon notification of this fundamental principle of the spiritual science. The Dira person is sober, rational, and level-headed. They realize that reincarnation is merely the continuation of the transmigration of the individual who is spirit soul. Tri Eva. This word means like or likened. It is a simpler way of explaining yata and tata. For instance, to understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest truth upon which all other truths rest, take the concept of a thread.
Matta paratram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjay mai sarvam idam protam. Sutre Mani Ganaiv.
Quote, O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me, as pearls are strung on a thread. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7:7. Now add pearls to that thread. Close the loop, such that you now have something like a necklace. The pearls are on the thread. The pearls by themselves may wander here and there. They may not necessarily remain together as a collection. The thread holds everything together. That is one way to understand the Supreme Lord. His standing is such that every smaller principle is dependent on the highest principle. Without his glance over the pradhana, the unmanifest substance, there would be no material creation. He is the person keeping the lights on, so to speak. We find these three words utilized throughout Vedic literature, which is of timeless significance. It is not that certain classes of men invaded a specific area of the world and kindly bestowed upon it literature consisting of embellishment, beautification, irony, suspense, allegory, analogy, simile, and the like.
Mahatmanastu mam parth, devi prakritim ashrita, bhajantya ananya manaso, jhatva bhutadim avyam.
Quote, O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9:13. That literature was existing since time immemorial in the culture, tied to the one who is both inexhaustible and original. In the manner of the child understanding the significance of the moon by viewing through the branches of a tree, so the most meaningful science of self-realization is available to us with the kind utilization of comparison.
In closing,
first a smaller concept to take, for proper comparison to make, such that complex understanding, at proper meaning landing, yatha, tatha, and iva choosing, words that Shastra using, Krishna of all truths the head, like pearls together on thread.